Hello, and thank you for tuning in to this weekend podcast of Molloy. Have you downloaded the Listener app? There's a way to get your podcast and keep in touch with the show. Extra bonus stuff as well for you. Listener, L-I-S-T-N-R. All right, clown of the week. What happened last week?
There are many contenders.
Brigerton.
The Fungal.
The Eagle has landed.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No.
Sorry.
But who will it be this week?
20 men out there on the field. Do not touch that ball. Start eating your chips.
Time to reveal.
This looks like a testicle, I thought.
Clown of the week.
Oh, jeez. Thanks, Matty.
There's a bit in there.
Jeez.
Clearly an Italian swear word, which I thought
know.
We got told.
Yeah, it's
to avoid,
up but yours, I believe
that, it wets the whistle
mm-hmm.
for Clown of the Week, which Dave, as always, is...
Clown-worthy.
Full as a goog.
Oh, it is.
It is full
it is.
As a goog.
You're right.
Before we get to the calls, can I start? Roger Federer.
Oh, what are you
right
planning
off the
for?
Bat, for pulling out of the French Open after his third round win, to save himself for Wimbledon.
For the next one.
Yeah.
A bit cheeky, isn't it?
That's what he does. He's supposed to play tennis. Maybe he wants to spend more time... practicing the piano.
I could only think of tennis and nothing else when I first started. Once I began taking time for myself, that's when I truly started winning. My time off the court is just as important as my time on.
He's really playing
tennis
the piano.
It's just the beginning of my story. I'm just getting started.
Jeez. Clown.
Plenty of time to play the piano when you're done, mate.
That's it.
You're in the business of winning majors.
That's
get
right.
out there.
And
do what you shake your moneymaker.
That's right.
Hey, clowned.
Right.
Properly clowned. What about the family of the Indian bride who died during her wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Her body was moved to a nearby room as the groom went on to marry her sister. Now, I'm all for moving on.
That's right.
I'm all for you need another chance at life.
Yeah.
But I think you need what's a suitable grieving period? 30 seconds?
Yeah, but the corpse is not even cold yet.
Nah,
it's warm in the next room.
I heard they put it in a hearse and tied cans to the back of it. Just buried on the back instead of just married.
That's an unbelievable story.
It is. Paul's on the line. He's got one for us.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul. Paul.
You there, Mick?
Who would you like to claim?
Mate, California judge for overturning the gun laws.
The California judge who overturned a law...
What a clown.
Since 1982, it's been in play, banning assault weapons.
Yep.
And he's overturned it on the back of 200 mass shootings so far this year.
Biggest clown of the year.
And you know what he did it on? Gun violence, anti-gun violence day. It was a world day. Have we got the news report?
Yeah, here it is.
A federal judge has overturned California's three-decade-old ban on assault weapons, compared the AR-15 rifle to a Swiss Army knife, writing that the weapon is a perfect combination of home defense weapon and a homeland defense weapon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Swiss Army knife.
I would like to see the difference. Yeah. But assault rifle designed to kill as many people as possible.
That's right.
In the shortest in time. Swiss Army knife designed open red wine bottle.
That's right. And take out a splinter out of your hand with
Duke
the tweezers.
Dave.
Case of Brick Lane coming to you, Paul. Good on you, mate.
Gavin's got a good one. Thank you, mate. Gavin, who'd you like to clown?
Harry and Megan.
For what?
For taking parental leave. I mean, what are they taking leave from?
That's a very
Oprah
good
interviews?
Point. Very good point.
We're taking leave
Elder
from
abuse.
What? Elder abuse. That's right. Bagging their family. Guys, we've just
Oprah
had a baby.
Interviews.
We just had a baby. We're going to not be able to bag out Harry's family for a while. So just don't ask us to do our job. Duke him, Dave.
Yeah, you've got a case of Brick Lane coming to you as well, Gavin. Good on you, mate.
Hey, Jason's on the line. Jason, who did you want to clown?
G'day, guys. I just want to clown the idiot that purchased an invisible sculpture for $18,300.
Now, I thought this sounds too bizarre to be true, but it's not. An Italian artist auctioned off an invisible sculpture for $18,300. Mm. It's made literally of nothing. And he goes, oh, it's a work that asks you to activate the power of the imagination. Yeah, well, here, use your imagination as I give you an invisible $18,300. Hey, how's your imagination working now, Salvatore?
Unbelievable.
In news just to hand, Jason, I hear the invisible statue has just been pooed on by an invisible pigeon. Well, who knows? It could have. It might have. I bet you David wishes his statue being invisible because he's got tiny wang.
Is he? I thought it was quite proportionate.
No.
No. Maybe I'm missing out.
No, I would have decommissioned that statue straight away. Get some more marble.
Some real sort of Dickie Wilkins sort of style actions. That would be
Let's go to Julie. Let's go to Julie. She's got someone she wants to clown. Who is it, Julie?
Hey, Mick, how are you?
I'm good. Yep. Help us out.
Oh, I'm just a bit annoyed that our first Origin game, which should have been New South Wales, was played up in
Queensland.
Townsville. And Anna forked out all the hard-earned cash to get the game up there, and guess what? They lost.
They got a thumping. It's clowning, Dave.
It is.
That's clowning.
She's had a bit of a shocker of a week, I think.
Anastasia,
she's blown up in her face.
Mm.
And I didn't quite buy her excuse for not getting a COVID vaccination.
Oh, yeah.
She started to crack it under pressure.
Yeah, okay.
For goodness sake, I had an accidental dog bite, so I had to go and have my tetanus. And they ask you if you have your tetanus, you need 2 weeks from when you have your tetanus to have a COVID. Then I had my flu vaccine. I have done everything I can physically be required to do.
Now, just a question. Who in the current world we live in gets their flu injection before their COVID injection? I suppose I should indemnify myself for the winter months. What's more urgent?
Yeah.
I tell you what I know.
Pandemic.
I put it to you, Dave. Anti-vaxxer.
Oh, she's not. Is she?
She is. I'm
sorry. Her and Greg Hunt. Okay.
Her,
seems
Greg
to be
Hunt,
a real sort of group happening
Pete
now.
Pete Evans. Pete Evans is probably a new cabinet. Hey, Duke, Julie.
Case of Brick Lane draft on its way for you, Julie. Great work. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Otherwise, well done, Townsville. Yeah. That's a magnificent stadium.
Looked amazing, didn't it? It really did.
Can't wait to get up there at some stage.
Yeah, of course.
Caroline.
Yeah.
We're about to get our own back here, Dave. Hold on.
Bring it on.
Yes, Caroline. Yeah, do you want to clown?
I have to clown a couple of Victorians who can't follow the goddamn rules.
Yeah, we're with you.
Don't leave your own state and drive through another two states to get to where you're going. And then the only reason you have a COVID test is because you have to test negative to start your new job.
Caroline, I couldn't agree with you more. On behalf of the state of Victoria, I apologise profusely for this selfish behaviour.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling. Do you know what they did? The route they went on and where they stopped. So they've gone into businesses along the route.
Yeah,
businesses, all those people now have been put out of work or been told you can't come to work
cinema
for 4 days.
As well. There's food shops.
And she went there. Apparently she had symptoms when she went. This is just absolute...
You're locked down for a reason. That's the reason why. Don't leave home.
It's all hands on deck, and when you hear stories like that, it boggles
isn't it?
Your mind. Really Duke, bad. Caroline.
Case of Brick Lane. You've fired us up, Caroline, with a case of Brick Lane coming.
Good on you, Caroline. What about, can I clown Jeff Bezos's new rocket?
Oh, yeah.
Which is, well, he's been copping a bit.
Yeah.
Because it looks like a giant penis.
Mm.
And let's just say, of the circumcised variety.
I've got the launch that happened just a few days ago.
It looks like a giant phallus. I mean, rockets do generally, but he's taken it. Designers are pulling the piss. They're down the lab going, oh, this is hilarious.
This is fun.
Have a look at this.
Look at the giant wang going
I've got the plans for the new rocket. And the guy comes out, is this a dick and balls? What do you reckon?
Yeah, sure, looks great. Yeah, get
have
it up.
Have we got the launch?
Yeah, here's the launch.
Command engine start. 2-1.
Wow. And we have
liftoff.
Go, New
Shepard,
go.
Good luck,
Joanne. I've had liftoff already.
Oh.
Today. Hey,
Whitney, not impressed.
You didn't hear it. Hey, now, so I always think of the majesty of space, and you think back to 2001.
Oh,
and you have these beautiful soundtracks, and you think of
it's
the
pristine.
Epic nature, the infinite qualities.
Goes
space.
Forever.
Wow.
That's
now,
epic.
When I see the Bezos rocket flying through the air, I get more of a kind of
It's sort of a bit grubby, isn't it? Not quite the not quite what we used to
we
in space.
that's one small stiffy for man.
Okay. Here we go.
You're off tap today.
Oh, James has joined us. Now, James, your mother is not happy with our coverage of the Beatles.
What's happened? No, so she turned around last night and she went, I heard your little nerd alert today. Heard that. Talking about stiffies and...
Oh.
Didn't like it. Didn't like our tone.
No,
I apologise.
Like sorry, Mrs. Blake.
Mrs. Blake.
No.
Your son brought it to the table.
Oh, that is, yeah, it's true. It's true.
He, it's him. He's lowering the tone. Possibly pitching his attention.
Okay.
Again. Sorry, Mrs. Blake.
Would you do an apologise to your mum?
Yeah, sorry, Leah.
We don't just... Leah.
Leah.
Like, as in Princess Leah. She's in space. Yeah. Play the music again. And, I was thinking the other one. We need to move on.
She doesn't need that.
She doesn't need that. Anyway, have a good weekend. Go home and apologise to your mother.
Yep.
And explain to her that's what you do for a living.
Yeah.
Lower the tone.
Yep. Okay. Down the shallow end.
Hey, I've got another one, please. What about the nun who embezzled all the money?
Oh, yeah.
This is, because I love a good nun story.
Sure.
This is Sister Mary Margaret Cooper of California embezzled $800,000. From Catholic school she was a principal of.
I got the news story if you want to hear it.
Yeah,
79-year-old Mary Cooper was the principal of St. James Catholic School in Torrance for almost three decades. Prosecutors say she stole more than $835,000 in school funds. Cooper is accused of using that money to pay credit card bills and lavish gambling trips to Las Vegas.
Amazing.
So in my nuns, in order of favourite, is the flying nun.
Oh, yeah, Sally Field.
She was great.
Yes.
You know, hard not to upskirt, but
again,
she was on fire.
Yeah, right.
The cast of Nonsense.
Sure, musical from the 80s, yeah. Yeah.
And the fruity-mouthed nun, the matron nun
Mother
from
Superior,
Sound of Music. Have a listen to it. Listen closely.
Our abbey is not to be used as an escape. What is it you can't face?
Oh, you can't say that.
On the Sound of Music. How did they get up? Oh,
I don't know. I really don't know. Mm. Hey, Craig's on the line. Craig, who do you want to clown, mate?
Craig? Hello?
Gotcha.
Yes, Craig. Yeah, we got you. Hey, who do you want to clown?
The guy that bought the invisible statue. Oh. Apparently he's lost it already.
Okay.
He forgot. He took him, Dave.
Case and brick line
drive. Where he left
not
him.
Bad.
Imagine inviting like a removalist round to move it. Guys.
They tried to claim it on contents insurance, but they didn't accept the photos.
That's it. Craig will be working all weekend.
Nice.
Yep.
Hey, good on you, mate. We accept it. And look, do I have time? Probably not, but I did want to mention the organisers of the Philadelphia Naked Bike Ride, which is going ahead.
Yeah.
If it's one thing you don't do naked,
ride a
bike.
Yeah, no, well said,
maybe. Yeah. Penny farthing, maybe.
No dinking required.
No dinking. Nah. Jeez.
Mick's going to take an RDO on Monday, so it's a long weekend for Mickey. Back Tuesday with Ross Noble. We'll be joined by Jim Jefferies next week, Santel Tilaro, Grant Hackett, Glenn Robbins, Titus O'Reilly, and more. Back to drive you home again with Malloy on Triple M.